Okay. Keep your computers out there, your calculators. It's a very mechushman here today. Okay. We had yesterday machloikis, and actually the Tanakama held that if she finds a kesem that can be split into three pieces, three grisin, and she's in the Yemei Ziva, we're machmir, we choshish that Taka came in 3 different days, and she's a zova. Tan Rabbona. Horoya kesem. Meaning each gris is gris void. When we say gris, we really mean a little more than a gris. Once, if it's a gris, you tell them, okay, it's a little more than a gris. The imlav, if it's not three, ain't a chasheshes, because you can't make 3 pieces out of it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra oimer, mishum Rabbi Yosi, achazu chasheshes. Even though it's less, let's say it's only 2.5, we still are choshesh to make it 3 riyas. Now, let's continue 1 second. We'll stop for a minute. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe seems to make a pshor. Near in divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra b'shaloi bodko. I would agree with Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra if she wasn't bodekes. V'divrei chachomim b'shebodko. Now, let's get one fact here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is saying something that can't be. I mean, if there's only 2 gris in there, how can you split it into 3 pieces? A puzzle. The answer here is going to be what he's chayshish for is he is chayshish for a riya ben Ashmoshes. Let's make our case Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He's either chayshish that she saw Sunday ben Ashmoshes and Monday ben Ashmoshes. Now, a ben Ashmoshes dig a riya, even though it's small. But it's cutting the line of the days, so it can count as a riyah on 2 days. So you'd have then a riyah Sunday, Monday, and then Monday and Tuesday. Or with chayshish, one of them came on Sunday, and one of them came on the Monday-Tuesday line. So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So we seemingly have a machloikis here, the Tanakama with Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, or am I afraid for a ben Ashmosh's problem? Comes Rebbe and splits it down the middle, and says, near in the Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. Rebbe Yehuda says Yechoshesh, I like him, but Shaloi Bodka. V'divrei Chachomim b'shebodka. Okay, we don't know what's flying here. It wasn't explain everything. My Bodka, my Lo Bodka. What is he talking about? What are they talking about? Ashkach, Omar Rav, Ashkachtinu l'Rabbonun de Rav. I found Rabbonun de Rav, the Yasif Yekarmi, they were saying pshat like this. Hocha b'may askinen, kigoin, again, kigoin, I'm sorry. So first, let's get that straight. She never checked the chaluk. I mean, if she checked the garment, and there's nothing to talk about, she checked the garment on Monday afternoon, there's nothing there, then we know exactly what happened. But she didn't check, that's for the 3 days, she didn't check the garment. She checked herself. Even herself, because she was only boidik. When was she boidik herself? Ela ben Ashmoshes de Reb Yehuda, ube ben Ashmoshes de Reb Yosi loy bodko. Now, what does that mean? If you remember from Shabbos, just one from the most complicated in Yonim Mishas, the whole Eisegat is manim. Reb Yehuda has ben Ashmoshes the way we know ben Ashmoshes. Let's just for simplicity's sake say it starts at Shkia. That's a very oversimplified statement, but let's assume it starts at Shkia. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Ashmosh is either 3/4 of a mil or 2/3 of a mil from Shkia. That span is called Ben Ashmosh. It's either 13.5 minutes or it's 12 minutes. Okay? How we got all our numbers is a good question, but we're not learning that today. We'll learn in about 4 months. We shall be there. What? So now that period of time, let's call it the 13.5 minutes. Is Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila? We don't know. Before Shkia, again, I'm going with the Goyim, what I always thought of the Goyim, and we work. Till Shkia is Vaday Yom. After that span is Vaday Laila. That span of 13.5 minutes is Ben Ashmoshes. That's Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. That's called Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda. Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi holds Ben Ashmoshes Keherefai. It's not a span. It's a one-second deal. It happens to come right after Ben Ashmosh's Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda's Ben Ashmosh's finishes, whatever it is, 13.5 minutes. Immediately after that, or like touching it on your timeline, is a small slip of time, whatever it is, That's Ben Hashmoshet to Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Because Ben Hashmoshet, Rabbi Yehuda finishes, and then starts and finishes immediately, basically, Ben Hashmoshet to Rabbi Yossi. Now, this happens to be Rabbi Yossi in the Brisa, you know. So, when did she make her bedikah? She was a very exact lady. She checked herself, Ben Hashmoshet to Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Hashmoshet to Rabbi Yossi, loy bodka. She was boydek in the span, the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, but not the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yossi came up here in two, in a kesem, only the size of two, he's worried about three riyas. Why? Because he's worried about a riyah coming Ben Hashmoshes. That would count as two. Could there be one like here? Let's see. She checked the whole Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. So nothing happened Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no shash. That's basically what the Rabbanon say. Rabbi Yossi holds Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. You checked Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, but you didn't check my Ben Hashmoshes. So it might have happened on my Ben Hashmoshes. Meila am choshesh. The Gemara is going to say now, this machloikis here, Chachomim, with Rabbi Yehuda ben Agur, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, had nothing to do with Hilchas Nidah. It's a complete, simple machloikis. The old machloikis we have in Shabbos. When is Ben Hashmoshes? So she checked herself, Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, but not Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. Is the Rabbanon Savrei, but Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi Lailu? Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi, according to them, is complete Lailu. It's after Ben Hashmoshes. So then there's no shash of Ben Hashmoshes. The Habotko be Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, so there's no shash Ben Hashmoshes. Mainly there was only two grisin, there could only have been two riyas, she can't be a zovah. Rabbi Yossi le taimei, Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agur b'shem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi gave the shita so, the Omar, Ben Hashmoshes sveiko. That Ben Hashmoshes, after Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, that few seconds, whatever it is, that is the din of Sofek. That's where Ben Hashmoshes is. Have a Mela, since she didn't check in that Ben Hashmoshes, there could have been one or two of those reis in that Ben Hashmoshes, so that two could have been three. It could have been four also, but it could have been three, and he's Choshesh Vezova. It's got nothing to do with neither. It's a machloikis. They're standing machloikis. Now, says Rava, that's good and fine, but you're telling me that Chachomim have no shash because she checked Ben Hashmoshes. How long is Ben Hashmoshes? Lomazong, 13 and a half minutes. Says Ben Robert, that makes sense if she had her hand there the whole 13 and a half minutes. I mean, if she made a check in Ben Hashmoshes 7 minutes after the Shkia, Baita doesn't help us. I said to them, I know, Ilmole Yodeo Beinea Kol Ben Hashmoshes, Yodeo Beinea expression, meaning she was constantly checking, Yofate Moimim, then I understand. But Ashov, Kipshuta, what do you mean? She made a bedika sometime in Ben Hashmoshes, if I did have the shash, Shemim Siluk Yodeo Roasa. The Omruli, Kiko Amrinin, when we said, that's the case we're talking about. She made, today they would say, a moich dochuk. You just have to keep a hand there all the time. She made such a bedika that covers the entire Ben Hashmoshes. She put something in there a second before Ben Hashmoshes and took it out with the end of Ben Hashmoshes. So the whole Ben Hashmoshes is checked. That's if you hold like Rabbi Yehud in Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yossi. That's not Ben Hashmoshes. He didn't do much for me. It's the second after that that's Ben Hashmoshes. That she didn't check. So there could have been Riyas Ben Hashmoshes, some Choshesh. Okay, and what did Rebbe say now? Now we've got to figure out Rebbe. Rebbe came and seemingly is cutting a middle line here. He says he likes Rabbi Yehud ben Agra Shaloi Bodka and Chachom and Bishop Bodka. So the Gemara will take it apart. Now, he can't mean on the surface what he's saying here. Let's see. Omer Rebbe, near and divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Now again, whenever somebody says near and divrei somebody in this case, it means that person said it in the other case too. I'm accepting it in this case. I like Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra in case A, meaning he said it even in case B, but that far I'm not going. That's the key here. Omer Rebbe, near and divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra gishaloi bodko. I like what he says to be choishesh when she wasn't bodekis. My loy bodko. What's made loy bodko? Ilaymo, the case we just said, the botka bid Rabbi Yossi, botka bid Rabbi Yudal, botka bid Rabbi Yossi, that's what he calls low botka, not a complete bdika. Then I agree with him. Michlal, that would mean the Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, afal gab the botka bid Tarvayu, chayshu. That's what it would mean. But I like what he said when she made a bdika in Ben Shos Yehuda, not Rabbi Yudal Yechayshish. Meaning he said Yechayshish even when she made a complete bdika. If that's impossible, if she completely blocked out the Ben Hashmoshes, then he can't be choishes. Second, Michal the Rebbe Yehuda Sofer, Afal Gav the Bot could be Tarvayu Chaisha, her bodka, that can't be. So that can't be what he's saying. El Pshito, the loy bodka, loy bedebut of a loy bedebut. That's what Rebbe is saying. I accept him when there was no bedik at all. If there's no bedik at all, of course you have to be choishish. Aval, this that he said, botka b'drebi hud of la botka b'drebi yoyz, that is choishish, there I'm not choishish. Because I hold that ben ha-shmoshes of Rebbi Yoyzi is lailu. Aval, botka b'drebi hud of la botka b'drebi yoyzi, where Rebbi Yoyzi said, yo choishish, loy choishish, I am not. Alma, ben ha-shmoshes de Rebbi Yoyzi, le Rebbi lailu. That means Rebbi's cutting that line. He said, I'm choishish when you have this b'dikas first Ben Hashmosh, second not, because I'm a second Ben Hashmosh person. Says Rebbe, I'll buy what you said if there was no bedika at all. Then you have to be choishish. But if there's this semi bedika which covers Ben Hashmosh of you and not Rebbe, Yosi, I'm not choishish. Meaning Rebbe holds of Ben Hashmosh of Rebbe Yehuda, and that Ben Hashmosh of Rebbe Yosi is Vada Laila. Basically like the Chachom. The problem is, what do you do? The next thing that Rebbe said, aim is safer. There's no way that the Rebbe is going to come out this. Says himself, Amos Sefer, what he's saying to Sefer, Divrei Chachamim b'shebodka. I like what the Chachamim said when she made a bdika. What does that mean? My bodka, ilayim the bodka b'deb Yehuda v'la bodka b'deb Yosi. That's what he means. That's what he should mean, because he just told me in that case he holds you're not choshesh. But that would mean michlal d'rabbon and savri afagav the lo bodka b'tavai lo chashinen. That's what it would mean. I accept what they said when you have the bdika by Rebbe Yehuda, not Rebbe Yosi. But they said even more. They said you're not even choshesh when there's no bedika. That's impossible. Holoi bodka. Of course you're going to be choshesh. Ela pshita. Again, the bodka beim derebu the beim derebu yosi. I agree with them that we're not choshesh when there's a complete bedika. Both. I will bodka be derebu the vela bodka be derebu yosi chashinen. Now you got Rebbe coming out exactly the opposite. Alma ben hashmosh is the Rebbe yosi le Rebbe sveika havi kasha the Rebbe a Rebbe. How you gonna, what do you do with Rebbe over here? In other words, they're talking in a case where there was a bedikas. Rebbe Yehuda, not Rebbe Yosi. That's their machloikas. Comes Rebbe and says, I like what he says when there's no bedika, and I like what he says when there is a bedika. So Rebbe, he can't mean that middle case, because that would force that he's choshesh when it's a complete bedika, or they're not choshesh when there's no bedika, which can't be. So what Rebbe is saying in the first case is, I like Rebbe Yosi when there's no bedika at all. I like the Rabbanon when there's a Rebbe Yosi split. But the second thing he says, I like the Rabbanon when there's a complete bedika. But when there's this Rebbe Yosi, then I go with the other one. There's Steven Rebbe here. Oh, Zog de Gemara, Hochi Koma. We misread Rebbe. The Gemara sometimes does this. When Rebbe said, near in Divi Rebbe Yehuda, in this case, and Divi Chachom in this case, so usually that means, he says it in all cases. He says it in all cases. I like what he said in this case. I like what he said to mean he's making a pshoro. That's not what it means here, because he can't work it out. Here he means to say something else. He's explaining the machloi. He's not taking any stand at all. Hochi koma, nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agro lirabonon deloy. This that Rebbe Yehuda said when we are choshesh. The Rabbonon said we're not choshesh. Nearing divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agro to Rabbonon. I mean, the Rabbonon agree with Rebbe Yehuda. The loy bodka klal in the case where there was no bedik at all. Lo bed Rebbe Yehuda, v'lo bed Rebbe Yosi. In the case where she made no bedik at all, he's setting up the machloikis. That's all. Don't think it's such a wide machloikis. In the case where there was no bedika at all, of course Chachomim are maskim with Rebbe Yosi. If there's problems with Ben Hashmosh, you have to be choshesh. She'af Chachomim loy nechlik ulo, because they're only mochulik in the case we said before. Elo, the botka be the Rebbe Yehuda, v'lo botka be the Rebbe Yosi, because they hold Ben Hashmosh Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yosi holds from Ben Hashmosh Rebbe Yosi. Aval hecha de lo botka klal modulei. Okay, it's not the best way to learn a nearin, but then now it's simple. I mean, Rebbe Yehuda is basically explaining to us what these rabbonons, what the later rabbonon explained. That just come up, you start with a machloikis. Chachomim are never choshesh Ben Hashmoshes. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda choshesh Ben Hashmoshes. Zok Rebbe, don't make any mistake about this. Of course, everybody's choshesh Ben Hashmoshes. If there's no bedikas, of course we're choshesh Ben Hashmoshes. The machloikis is in a very limited case where she was boydeg Ben Hashmoshes Rebbe Yehuda and not boydeg Ben Ashmos Rabbi Yehuda, and this machlokes in Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds that Ben Ashmos Rabbi Yehuda is Ben Ashmos Rabbi Yehuda is Vada Lailo. So by checking Ben Ashmos Rabbi Yehuda, she knocked out Ben Ashmos. Again, it's not Bechayish. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ben Ashmos Rabbi Yehuda is Ben Ashmos. It's suffering. Since she didn't cover that, you have spakers. Bechayish. Very simple. That's truth. That's very nice, except we're now going to come to a stira in Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. At this point, we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra holding that Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi is Ben Ashmoshes. And that's why when you check Ben Ashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, you got problems. Okay, we're going to make a stira. They're very minu. Horoya kesem l'riya merubo. She sees three greasen, chosheshes. Leria mu'etes ain't a chosheshes. That's what we just said over here. If it's only two, we're not chosheshes. Now, before that was the Rabbonan, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said, we are chosheshes. Here he's saying, we're not chosheshes. Zu divi Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, she'oma mishum Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So he now is coming and saying that in Leria mu'etes, we're not chosheshes. Okay, we have to see what case he's talking about. Oma Rebbe, so he said that for Shem Rabbi Yossi. Oma Rebbe, ani shamati mimenu, I heard from Rabbi Yossi, ya chosheshes. Sha'achazu, ve'achazu, chosheshes. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said, b'shem Rabbi Yossi, we're not chosheshes, when it's only two, a grisin. I heard from Rabbi Yossi, that you are chosheshes. Okay. Uminatama ze omarli, and Rabbi Yossi is reasoning as follows. A very interesting tushdel, not an easy one. Uma ilu nido shelo hifrisha b'tayra min amincha ulamaylo lo tei becheskas t'tumo. A nido, she's finishing her 7 days. She wants to go to the mikvah. She didn't make kipshuto. She didn't make hefsek tayra at the end of the day. She made it in the morning. It's not good enough. Why? Because since she is a roya, with choshes she keeps saying till the bitter end. So it's a potential tushel. So to hear, if she didn't check out completely Ben Ashmosh, she didn't completely block out the Ben Ashmosh square, I have to be choshes in the last shot of Ben Ashmosh, something came. That's what he's telling him. Okay, enigmatic. We don't know yet what's going on over here. The kids, it is seemingly as a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra and Rebbe in what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said, Rabbi Yossi said, we're not choshesh. And Rebbe says, Rabbi Yossi said, we are choshesh. Then came Rebbe, one second. Oh, and Rebbe adds on his comment, veneer in Dvorov, and I like what Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said, that we're not choshesh, kishe bodko, when there was a bdika. Okay, now we have to figure out what happened in this conversation over here. My bodko. What's the bodka? Oh, ilema the bodka with Rabbi Yehuda, bodka with Rabbi Yossi, like we said before. So Rabbi is saying, I like what he said in that case, that you are not choshesh. Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra himself, sovar, afal gav the loy bodka, loy. I'm sorry, hold on, same thing. I'm saying I like what he said in the case where there was a bedika between Ashrosi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, but that means he himself went further. He held an archoish even when there's no bedika at all. I forgot the lobotka, lobot the bedika, lobot the bedika, lobot the bedika, lobot the bedika. That's impossible. So that can't be. Elopshito, the bedika bein bedir Rabbi Yehuda u bein bedir Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi is saying I like what he said bedika, he means a complete bdika. There, I like what he says. You're not choshesh, but he himself said you're not choshesh, even in the case of bodko ben Ashmos Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Yossi. Michlal Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra sova bodko ben Rabbi Yehuda for bodko ben Rabbi Yossi loy chayshu alma ben Ashmos is the Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra lailu kashav Rabbi ben Agra. Now let's start. Before we said that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra basically in the case of Botka ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda and not ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi is Choshesh, because he holds a ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. From this case, from what the Rebbe said, we're forcing he's got to hold the other way. Because Rebbe said, I like what he said in Botka. What does he mean? The pseudo Botka. That you're not Choshesh in this. I'm sorry, that you are Choshesh. He said in the Shabbat that you're not choishish. So he would mean you're not choishish in the case where he made a bedikas Reb Yehuda and not Reb Yosi. That would imply that he held you're not choishish even by low bodkor klal, which can't be. So now that we know Rebbe, it must be the other way, that Rebbe is accepting what he said when there's a complete bedikah and rejecting what he said when there's bedikah Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, because he's saying we're not choishish there. And over here he's saying that we are choishish by bedikah Reb Yehuda and not Reb Yosi. So Zogim Abishnal below Rebbe Lokasha. If not for Rebbe coming in here with his 2 cents, we would not have any problem over here. Because then what would I say? I would say from the first set on top, I see, like we said before, that Reb Yehuda ben Agra is yes choishesh when you have bedikas ben Ashmoshes Reb Yehuda, not Reb Yosi, because he holds from ben Ashmoshes Reb Yosi. That's how I would learn the first case, like Rebbe told us. This second case, I would have said, what does he mean here? What does he mean here when he said you're not choishesh? That will be where you made a complete check. Without Rebbe's interpretation here, I have a simple answer in Yehuda ben Agra. Over here he's talking on top, where she was Boidek ben Ashmoshes Reb Yehuda and not Reb Yosi. That's why he's Choshesh. Over here he's talking, where she was Boidek both. So he's not Choshesh. But once Rebbe came along, that can't be. Because Rebbe is accepting him by Bodka, and not accepting him by Loi Bodka. Once Rebbe accepts him by bodko and not by loy bodko, so it has to be accepts him by a full bedika, rejects him by the pseudo bedika. I mean, he's talking about a pseudo bedika, and he says loy choshishin, and here he said choshishin. It's bishma below Rebbe loy kasha. Hosom de bodka would have said the first brayis is bodka by Rebbe Yehuda, the bodka by Rebbe Yosi. And that's why he said Yechoshesh, because he holds that the Ben Shmos of Reb Yosi is a Sofer. Hocho, where he said you're not Choshesh, we'll be talking the Botka Nami B'Reb Yud Reb Yosi, where he was Boidek, she was Boidek completely, so you're not Choshesh. But once Rebbe came in, it's Kasha. Because it's basically, you can't say now that the Yehuda ben Agra is talking by the case of no Botka at all. That's the case where he holds and you're not choishish. Because then what did Rebbe say? I agree with him where he said bodka, but I don't agree with him where he said loy bodka. It's not going to work out. That's the first thing we tried over there. Then lo bodka would be lo bodka at all. And Rebbe Yosi couldn't say that. Zog the Gemara, trei tanoi v'aliba der Yehuda ben Agra. Eino chanami. It's a machloikes tanoim according to Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. Again, we have a machloikis, and what did Reb Yehuda ben Agra say? Again, he's saying it b'shem Reb Yosi. What did he say in a case where she was boidekes ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda and not Reb Yosi? The first Reb Yehuda ben Agra said, you have to be choshish. Why? Because he holds of ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yosi. So since she wasn't boidek in ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yosi, he still have a problem with ben Ashmoshes. This one says he's not choishish when she's boidekis bid Reb Yehuda and not bid Reb Yosi. Now, so you'll say quickly, because he doesn't hold from Ben Shmos Reb Yosi, but that can't be, because we're talking B'Shem Reb Yosi over here. So what is the machloikis? Hai Tana, the first Tana, understood the way we understood. Sholim Ben Shmos is to Reb Yehuda, v'hodar chayil Ben Shmos Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi's herifying that one quick line is when? Is immediately after Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda. So therefore, if she checked Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yehuda and did not check Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yosi, you got a problem. What does the second Tana hold? The high Tana sova Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yosi meishach shaycha b'Reb Yehuda. Ben Ashmoshes to Reb Yosi is keherifying. It's not a span of time. It's herifying. But it's not right after the Ben Ashmos Reb Yehuda. It's somewhere in the middle of Ben Ashmos Reb Yehuda. We don't know when it is. But it's somewhere. It's Reb Yehuda has a Ben Ashmos stretching from Shkia till 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. That whole span of time is Sofek Yom and Sofek Laila. Reb Yosi holds Ben Ashmos to Herifayah. It's a line somewhere. It cuts over. We happen not to know where it is. It is, though, somewhere between Shkia at 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So this woman who made a complete bedikah in Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda also made a bedikah in Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yosi, because Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yosi is subsumed in Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda. So if you tell me that a woman was bodekes with a moed dochuk and she knows for sure that in that whole span nothing happened, so she covered both Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda and Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yosi. That's the machlokes tanuim. So therefore, they have the nafkamina. We're very simple in that case. She was bodekes Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda and not the second after that. So if you hold the way we originally learned that Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yosi comes that split second after Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda, she didn't cover Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yosi. So you have to be choshish. That's this Reb Yehuda ben Agra b'shem Reb Yosi. This Reb Yehuda ben Agra holds that the Ben Hashmosh of Reb Yosi is somewhere in the Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda. So as long as you tell me that the Isha made a bedikah for the complete Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda, you've knocked out both Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yehuda and Ben Hashmosh to Reb Yosi. So there's nothing to be choshish for. That's this Reb Yehuda ben Agra. What do you mean?
In the second
Rebbe
said Nirin.
Nirin, the Gemara says that's Nirin. No. In the second Brisa, he's saying Nirin when he made a double dig.
Right, so everyone holds that.
No, he doesn't hold that way. Rebbe doesn't hold that way. Rebbe holds it comes after. So he's saying, right. It's Reb Yehuda ben Agra, right. It's two shittas in what Reb Yehuda ben Agra holds. Yeah, good point. Rebbe didn't shift. Rebbe holds that way. That's why he says, I'll buy what he says when you make the double bedikah, because he's got it right afterwards. I won't buy what you're saying because I hold it comes after, like we held before. The point that Gemara is making is there's now a steer in Reb Yehuda ben Agra himself. We've got to switch him. And Rebbe's basically staying the same as before. It's this new presenter of Yehuda ben Agra that's making a major change. Good point. Okay. Tana Rabbana. New story. Haroya Kesem. Now, if you remember, we had at the very beginning, Tumla Mafreya. Shnei do Haroya Kesem etamo atzmo v'kodshim l'mafreya divrei Rebbe. What atzmo means? A big controversy. The way Rashi learns, atzmo means Tyrus. Tyrus and Asal Yisrael, Tyrus, Kodshim, that business. And Kodshim means Kodshim. To the point, this is what do you have to say? What do you have to say Tyrus for? If you tell me Kodshim, that's the bigger Kiddush. One second. I'm sorry, if I can't, what do you have to tell me? Kodshim. If Tyrus is talking Kodshim Avada, so Tyrus says, either tell me the Kiddush of Shimon Loza holds, even Kodshim is not talking, whatever. Anyway, Rebbe says, a kesem goes back. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer, kochim mitamo, I'll give you that it's mitame, kochim back. Atzmo ena mitamo. Now, let's stop for a second. How far back do you go? So we learned then that in the Re'iya, the Mafreya is either to the last Badika or 24 hours, not more than that. In a kesem, though, we spoke about this once. In a kesem, the problem with a kesem is she finds it now. She has no idea when it came. 24 hours doesn't mean all that much. I mean, because it might have been on the beggar 36 hours. We're in a different world now. So when you say lemafrei in a kesem, look at Rashi, lemafrei atshas hakibus. This could take you back quite a while. Again, it depends when the last time the thing was laundered. But it could theoretically be more to mess less. Could be less also, depends on the situation. But it's like we had before, she put on a garment and didn't check it, and didn't wash it for 3 days, and then you're going to get a lemafreya of 3 days. Okay, so Reb Shimon says like this. So basically what you're telling me is that lemafreya in a kesem is more chomer than lemafreya in a riyah. That's what comes out. Because lemafreya in a riyah is always capped by 24 hours. And the lemafreya in a kesem will go back to the last time the thing was washed. Says Reb Shimon Elozer, that doesn't make sense. He says like this: Kochim mitama, that I'll agree. Atzmeinu mitama, Tyrus not. Why? Shelo yehi kismo chomur meiriyosu. Look, Rashi. Chomur meiriyosu lemafreya dilariyosu lavi elames less v'kismat shaskibus. I don't buy this whole story here. You're right. To make a mess less in a kesem to make sense, it should go back to the last time you washed the garment. That makes sense. But it comes out a strange thing. You're making kesem, which a chumer de rabbonon, more chomer than the Riyah itself. I don't buy that. In fact, the Gemara, excuse me, if you're Melech, what did you just say? You just said you go back for Kodshim, but not for Tyrus. Why? Because you don't want the seeming enigma that the Kesem, which is a Chumrat Abonot, should be more Chomer than a Riyah. But you yourself are making it more Chomer because you're admitting that Kodshim Atomei back till the Kibbutz. So you bite it. What, you didn't accomplish all that much? And you yourself are saying that. So well, that's a mistake. El Tani, here's what you're saying to Braisa. Reb Shimben Elozo Omer, Av Kodshim Eina Metamu. The Tanakhama said, not only are Tyrus Tomei back to the Kibbutz, I'm sorry, not only Kodshim are Tomei back, even Tyrus are Tomei back till the Kibbutz. He says, no, even Kodshim. And that's why it says Kodshim for his Chiddush. Even Kodshim, I don't go back. Why? This new svara, shalotei kesem choma miriyos lechismo choma miriyoso lechol dover. Okay. Okay. But it will go back, mesles. That much it will go back, because his svara is it can't go back to the kibbutz, because it doesn't make sense to make it more choma. But let's say Mesleh is back, that much it could go back. That is not saying necessarily no. Okay, but this chumra that you're coming up with, that a kesem goes back till the kibbutz, could be a week ago, that I can't accept. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ruasa kesem, the achakach ruasa dam, after the kesem she had a regular riya. Toila kisma biriyasa mesles divi rebbe. Rebbe says that if it's within 24 hours, I'm toile kisma biriyasa, meaning I say this kesem is that the beginning of that riya. I put them together. And what does that mean for me? That will save going back. Again, Rebbe holds that a kesem, you have to go back to Mafreya till the kibbutz. Once I have this riyah here, I pin it to that riyah. I say it was the beginnings of that riyah, so I don't go back anymore. Something more to go back. Because it's when I'm going back, I'm afraid it came from there. I know where it came from. It came from that riyah. Now, if I say tachin, you go back 24 hours from the riyah, that doesn't change. The riyah has a din mes less. But the kesem will now not have an independent existence to go back anywhere. Because it's just an adjunct of the riyah that's there within 24 hours. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer, Yoimoy. You don't get 24 hours on that cheshbon. You get only that day. In other words, if the kesem was found 10 o'clock in the morning, and the riyah came 2 in the afternoon, then I'm with you. But if it came 8 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night today after the shkia, sanan demaisa, then the kesem has nothing to do with the riyah, and it will go back. Now, we just said, according to him, you don't go back. Again, don't go back till the kibbutz, but you'll go back. Mesles, you will go back. Okay. What?
The
Riyah
is later.
The Riyah is later.
Mesles,
when it starts. It's okay. We'll soon see. Do you go back for past the kesem? I mean, if it's till the Riyah kisper riyah, so you can only go back 24 hours from the Riyah, not more than that. If you hold, it's not Toil Kisriyosa, then you're going to go back, according to the Rebbe, till the Tichboises could be a long time, and even according to him, you get 24 hours back from the Kesem. You'll also have another, the truth is, Rashi, the three Rashi have another major nafkamina here in the Kekels Meminyono. According to the way Rashi learns, when you Toil the Kisma Biriyosa, we say that the Riyah started with the Kesem, and that's when she starts counting on 7 days. But that's a major nachmina, which we train them don't understand how you could say a thing like that. Rashi says that. Rashi says, if she gets a Kesem Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and has a Riyah Monday, 9 o'clock in the morning, her Riyah starts Sunday, she goes to the Mikvah Motzei Shabbos. Since Toila Kisma B'Riyoso, it's one thing, that the Rishonim can't understand how that could be. It's like, okay, it didn't arise. The whole thing shouldn't be. Everybody disagrees with it. But Rashi says that. Masha'en came, let's say, in Reb Shimon, since it's split by more than a day, I don't know when the Riyah started. I'll have to be Supik Sunday, Monday. But according to him, it pins it to one day. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Dvorav Midvorai. I like Reb Shimon Elazar better than what I said. Why? Shehu Mesakno. Vanima avso. He's making better for her. I'm making worse. Meaning he's more makel. And since this is ksomim adrabonon, he's right. You should be makel. Now we have to figure this out. He's makel. Reb Shimon's the machmir here, if anything. Reb Shimon says you can only pin the kesem to the riyah. It's on the same day. That means if you got a kesem on Sunday at 10 o'clock, and a riyah Monday 9 o'clock in the morning, according to Rabbi, it's toilu kisma b'riyosa. And you don't go back. According to Reb Shimon, they're disconnected, and you go back. So, what do you mean that Reb Shimon is make? It seems to us Reb Shimon is machmir. Reb Shimon has less kliya kisma b'riyosa. Speak more right away. Mesakna. If anything, Reb Shimon is making it more difficult because he's got a case. Lamotra, this case. This case, if she had the kesem Sunday at 10 and the riyah Monday at 9 in the morning, according to Rebbe, you say Tola Kisva Biriyasa and nothing starts. You can't go back from that kesem. According to Reb Shimon, in that case, you're going to go back 24 hours with the tumor. According to Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon's the machmir, he's not a makel here. We have to switch around. It's a mistake. What he meant to say was near in Dvorai Midvorov. I'm saying better than him because I'm Mekel. And Iksomen we're Mekel. Rav Nachman Amal Olam Lo Teipuch. No. There is a Kula in Reb Shimon. Li'olam Lo Teipuch. Hitak is Mekel. What's the Kula? Shehu Mesakin Hilchosel Lidei Zivo. He's Mekel for her Lagabe Zivo. Vani Ma'aves Hilchosel Lidei Zivo. The Indian Ziva, you're going to come out with a cooler here. In other words, let's say like this. She saw the kesem today. She saw the kesem today. And then the riyah on Monday. So according to Reb Shimon, those two things have nothing to do with each other. Because once they've split the day, they're not doing each other. That means Monday is considered tchilas or riyah. Okay? So now, Monday's the first day of Nidus. When does she go to the mikvah? Sunday night. Monday she has a riyah. I'm sorry, Sunday she has a riyah. Sunday she has a riyah. According to Reb Shimon, that's her, the hemshev on Nidus. She goes to the mikvah Sunday night. Nothing. But according to me, Rebbe, I hold that since it was within 24 hours, it's toilu kisma b'riyosa. So her riyah starts on Sunday. That means her nidus is over on Shabbos. So this riyah on Sunday is zivo. She's a shomeris yom, and she'll get two more. She's a zovek doyla. So in that case, he's more makel than I am. Because by separating it, he makes the nidus start later, thus including that last riyah in the nidus. I pull it back earlier, so that the Sunday riyah is going to be zivo. Now this is a tremendous chiddush Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that according to Rebbe, Taila Kisva Biriyasa, when a woman has a kesem on Sunday, a riyah on Monday, she goes to the mikvah Motzoi Shabbos. You count the 7 days from the kesem. It's a tremendous chiddush. I'm all showing up in arms. How could that possibly be? That's a din d'oraisa. Against a kesem is a din d'rabbanan. It can't be what you're saying. But that's how Rashi learned. Like the Rishonim put, it's not only Taila Kisva Biriyasa, it's Taila Riyasa Bikisva. The whole riyah now goes back to the kesem. Okay. Boy minei, also a difficult gemara. Boy minei reb zeira me reb basi. Everybody has his own pshat. We came with Rashi. It's not an easy pshat, but we'll go with Rashi. Ksomim tzrichen efsek taira oloy. A new question. A regular nida, right? Forget the way we do it. The regular nida. She sees on Sunday. When does she go to the mikvah? Motzoi Shabbos. But she's got to make a bedik at the end of the day. Shabbos. We got to know it stopped. Ksomim, need it or not. A lady, okay, nothing to do with us. A lady had a kesem on Sunday. When does she go to the mikvah? Motzoi Shabbos. She has to make a hafsek taira or not? Maybe we're makel, summed up on it. Maybe we started Sunday, Motzoi Shabbos. She goes to the mikvah, fit job to check at all. Well, no, she needs a hafsek taira like any other neither. That was his shiloh. Ksomim, tzrichim, hafsek taira, olo. Ishtik. So Reb Zeira asked her basi. Ishtik, he didn't have an answer. He didn't answer. He didn't know. Zimnim. Another time, Ashkeche de Yosef, again, Reb Zeira now found Reb Asi another time. He was sitting, and listen what he's saying over. Interesting din. V'komar, toile kisma b'riyosa mesles de v'rebi. This din we just had. That if the kesem is followed by a re'iyah within 24 hours, is toile kisma b'riyosa, you don't go back from the kesem. And according to Rashi, You go to the mikveh, let's make a case. The kesem was Sunday. The ri was Monday within 24 hours. When do you go to the mikveh? Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Because we say, even lagabe the din d'oraisa, the thing started on Sunday. Right? Now listen what he added. He added to this discussion, Omar Rav Shlokish v'hu shebotko. This that I will allow her to go to the mikveh motzoi Shabbos, that's if she makes a bedik or they go to hefsek taira motzoi Shabbos. Why? Because that's a very interesting Gemara according to Rashi. That's showing that she's counting from when? From Sunday. She's getting ready to go to mikveh motzoi Shabbos. Make a bedik. She's counting from Sunday, which according to Rebbe, she has a right to, because toilet kisma berios. But let's say she didn't make that bedikah. Says Rashi, an interesting shvara. Look at Rashi about it, at the end of the thin lines. Gal yedaito de miyom riyosa nokta minyona dido. Since she doesn't make a bedikah by the end of Shabbos, she's showing that she's really counting from Sunday. She's not taking on this, I mean from Monday. So she's not really taking on this tola kisma riyosa. But he garma la atzma la havdil kisma miriyosa. She herself, by showing that she's not connecting it, it cuts it off. And we look at the kesem separate, and now you'll have to go back. It's an interesting din. It's up to what she decides. A very strange idea. In other words, she has a right to start from the kesem on Sunday, and to say the kesem's part of the riyah, and you don't go back to the tichboises. She has a right to do that. But if she chooses not to look at it that way, she's showing that by not making the bedikah Shabbos afternoon, she can do that too, and now it cuts off the kisma meriyosa, and the kesem is now on its own, and you'll have to go back from the kesem. That's what Shlokish is din. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afal pi shelo botka, doesn't make any difference what she says or what she does. Lemaisa, the kesem was Sunday, the ri was Monday, it's Tylan Kisma Biriyosa. That's the machloikis that he said over. Oh, when Reb Zera heard that, he said, Omalei michlal diksomim, tzicha hefsek tayr. Whatever, what's the discussion? Did she make the hefsek, didn't she? Obviously, on kisomim, women did make hefsek tayr. You're telling me this din of kis miriyosa, we told you if she remembered to make the hefsek tayr, she didn't. Apparently, the normala way by ksomim, normal ksomim, was to make a hefsek tayr. Meaning, I see from this discussion that the shayla I asked you a few times ago, does a kesem need hefsek taira? And you didn't answer me. I see you know the answer. If you're having this discussion of Reb Shloikish and Reb Yochanan, in this case of kesem with a riyah, does her making the hefsek affect the kliya or not? Obviously, they're making a hefsek on a kesem. So why didn't you tell me that? Omale ein. Yeah, you're right. From here you see that ksomim need a hefsek taira. I asked you many times, and you didn't tell me anything. So he says to him, maybe, meaning, when I asked you, you didn't have it in mind, you didn't remember. But I got shitfuch, when you were quickly reviewing your learning as it came to you, so now you know it. So yeah, I didn't know it, Taka, when you asked me, but since then I was chazering and I got it. Okay, it's a strange thing. The Gemara, again, it had a question whether Stama Kesem needs a hefsek before that, and the Gemara says yes. It's an interesting discussion here, whether Toilet Kisperiosa depends on what she chooses to do, but whatever it is, from the mix you see that we're discussing a hefsek taira by a Kesem. Haroya Yom Yud Aleph. Now Yom Yud Aleph is the last day of Zivo. Yom Yud Beis is 7-Eleven, right? Nish the restaurant. It's a 7-Eleven deal here. 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Zivo. She doesn't see the next day. Day 19 starts Nida again. She of course decides to have a Riyah. Bein Hashmosh is of 11 into 12, so we don't know, is it coming at the end of 11 or the beginning of 12? So that's a Sofek, Sof Zivo, or Tchilas Nida. So before we see what the Mishnah says, then you'll have to deal with it that way. In other words, if she'll have a re'iyah, let's say 7 days later, let's say, this is 11 to 12, she'll have a re'iyah on day 18. Now, is that Nida or Ziva? So you'll have to be machmir. On one hand, we'll be machmir and say that this one she saw Ben HaShemosh was actually on day 11. So this one she's getting on day 18 is Trilas Nida. Or you have to work it the other way. You'll say that was Trilas Nida, so this is Trilas Ziv. You're going to have to be machmir either way. It's not going to be so easy for her to get out of there. You'll have to take all the chumras till we can. That's the morning I can go, so you can have a space. If not time, we can get out from all the chumras. But Kipshuta, you're stuck with a chumra. She got a problem on her hands for a while. Now, what is the suffix in this one? It's a suffix, Sof Zivo Trilas Nida, because we don't know. Is it coming the end of the 11th day or the beginning of the 12th day? But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Trilas Nida Vesof Nida, Trilas Ziva Vesof Ziva. Now, that doesn't make sense. I mean, it's Sof Ziva Trilas Nida. In other words, don't make sense. I was going to ask. Okay, one sec. Now, next case. That's again a borderline day. The 40th day by a Zohar, 80th day by a Nekeva. Everything you see then is Tor. Once you shift into 81, it becomes Tomei. She saw on the Ben HaShemosh's line. Ben HaShemosh's, I'm sorry, Yom HaBoim L'Zohim, Yishun L'Keva, Ben HaShemosh's L'Kulon, Harei Elu Toyes. Toyes, meaning they're confused, they're going to have problems. Because again, let's say she'll have seven days later, whatever you call it. So that could be Nida, because this could have been the end of Malois, it's Tor, this Riyah is Tchilas Nida. Or that could have been the first day of Nida, this day on the eighth day is now Tchilas Ziva. Again, you're in a mess here. And it takes a number of times till you can get out from the Sofik here. Okay. Toyas, they call it. Om Reb Yeshua, it's not an interesting statement. Achet HaMesakdim Es HaShoytas, before you spend time fixing up these shoytos, meaning toyos, these women who have problems, complicated vestas, because they had sveikas, funny things happened. Now the Gemara is going to ask, why call them shoytos? They're not shoytos, they're toyos. They're in a mess, they're not shoytos. We'll see. Bo v'tiknu es apikris. I've got women who know exactly what happened, who have complicated cheshbonis. That's tomorrow's blot. Please bring your calculator. This is really a bad kind of Gemara. And he goes through a whole thing how to fix up the picture. So Zog the Gemara, Trilas Nida Sof Nida Sof Ziva. What do you mean Trilas Nida Sof Nida? It's Trilas Nida Sof Ziva. That's all it is. Zog Mei has a piece missing in the Mishnah. Omrav Chizah Hochi Koma Horoya Yom Yiral of Ben Hashmoshes. That's a Sof a Trilas Nida Sof Ziva. There's a case missing. And if she sees B'Shvi L'Nidosa, right, she became a Nida on Sunday. When does her Nidus finish? End of Shabbos. She had a Riyah Motz the Shabbos Ben HaShemoshes. Now, that's a Sofek, that's the opposite. That's a Sofek Sof Nida with Trilas Ziv. There's a case missing in the Mishnah. Sof Nida with Trilas Ziv. Om Reb Yeshua, Ad Shatem Mesaknim Es HaShoytes. Why are you spending time fixing up these ladies who have problems because of a suffix? There are women who know exactly what happened and have problems in the vestas. They're not shoytis. They're not shoytis. Toyis, because they don't know, but it's not shoytis. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't think stupid. The Mishnah should say toyis. And then we're going to get into Yeshua's famous braisa of women who see an interesting patterns. No svega, just interesting patterns. And he works them out.